My name is Gerhard Friesen. Have you ever been at wit's end in your life? I remember 1985-86, I was at Prairie Bible Institute where I'd trained, gone to Bible school. School was never my favorite subject. I failed grade 1 and I failed grade 8, and nothing in between mattered to me really but playing with the kids at recess and sports. But I felt the tug of, I had a very godly mother and a praying grandmother who, after school, if I couldn't stand it with my two older sisters, I'd run to grandma and she'd give me cookies and tell me stories of the Bible and about God. And my mother read me many missionary stories, and I knew before, if I'd ever become a Christian, I had to be a missionary. That goes hand in hand. So I was praying at a pre-service, they called it a revival prayer meeting at Prairie Bible Institute. And I prayed this, and here's all these big shot this guy and big shot that guy, and here's me about this little. And I was all confused, you know, and I didn't know where to go in life. And I said, I prayed, Lord, I feel you've called me to be a missionary, and I don't know how to go about it. And just broke down and cried, just wrecked the whole prayer meeting. After the prayer meeting, a great big burly guy called Peter Plummer, he put his arm around me and said, enjoyed your prayer there, young brother. And he told me about the Shield of Faith work-study program. Have you heard of a work-study program ever anywhere? I've never heard of a work-study program. It wasn't even the program or the mission training. Dick York took me and three other guys in, and we did a bit of framing and cleaning up jobs, and we started going with Peggy Mott across the fence, witnessing to the Tex-Mex people, preaching in the Alamo, remember the Alamo. Well, we remember it. That's where it all began for me. So this last year, back to reality, this last year I was with a little group of friends in Vancouver, Canada, holding open-air meetings. We've done that from the Faith Mission in Canada started. It was a Scottish-started work in Vancouver in 74, and Bob Russell, a Baptist, kept the meetings going. They were going for 2 months in the summer. He kept the meetings going all year round with a permit, and last winter they quit. And I felt that we should keep this work going. And I didn't know what to do. And I'm the youngest in our family and the dumbest. And I said, Lord, I felt such a conviction. This work cannot die. So I said, Lord, I put a fleece before the Lord. And I said, Lord, I went to City Hall and I went and asked them for a religious permit to hold street meetings in Vancouver. And if they give us the permit, I'll take it as your hand that we're to go. And they gave us the permit. And the Lord said to me, you will never have another chance if you blow it here. This last month, we're on Granville Street in Vancouver, one of the busiest places there, and one of the best places. I ran around looking for another place. It's about the best place to hold an open-air meeting. They have decided to tear up our street. So I'm asking you for prayer. So we went to the bottom of the street on Friday night, last week, Friday, and we started preaching there. I have a friend there. He's 93 years old, a youngster of 93 years, Brother Anderson. He's a Norwegian man, and he's a very determined street preacher. And if I want you to pray for Brother Anderson and for our little group, what's left of it, or the beginning of another group, and our little feeble effort out there. I just want to tell you one more story, and then I'll be quiet. Last Friday, we're in a new place. The Baptists up the road, they'd quit. I was part of that work. The Pentecostals, which were across the corner from where we are now, they quit. So it's all no man's land. So we're down there. I said, Brother Anderson, I don't know what to do here. I was tired. I work on my job, and I'd have a few stressful four things plaguing me this summer at once. And I was tired, and I was at wit's end. And I said, Brother Anderson, I was walking around. I said, we set up our little gospel sign tripod thing, and I said, I don't know what to do here. I ran around and just prayed. And the Lord said, you're going to need some real courage. And so I said to Brother Anderson, I said, let's move down the road. I said, there's nobody here. And we had about 5 feet between a chain link fence and the walls of these buildings. People were squishing through. You can't be preaching at them like that. And so I said, let's just go down here. So we went to the bottom of the road, and I said, Brother Anderson, I really don't know what to do. Brother Anderson gets up and praise the Lord, and he's preaching. And I said, well, let's sing a song. And we have a little hymn book from the Faith Mission hymn book. And he sings a solo, Down from the Glory. If it weren't for Brother Anderson, I'd be lost. pray for our little street meeting in Vancouver. And if you feel you're at wit's end and you're attacked from every side, sometimes someone said you can measure your effectiveness by the persecution you get. That's not always true. But I've been blessed by those who have given testimony of suffering because it's not easy. And at the beginning of the year, I had to go through a misunderstanding with the leader of our open air work because we had a misunderstanding on something. And when you're younger, you just got to take, as Dick York said, you got to roll with the punches. And it was a New Year's evening prayer meeting, and I came back so deflated. And I said, Lord, is this, am I really doing your will? And I'm driving home, it's past midnight, we'd prayed into the new year, and I felt so down. And all of a sudden, my cell phone rang. And it was George Berwer from OM. In 86, we trained a little in OM. And I said, George, I said, you won't believe, you phoned me at just the right time. He said he was phoning from Lisbon, Portugal. He said, I just felt I should encourage you. And I told him this, my story, and he said, Billy Graham said to me once, life at its best is full of sorrow. And you know, when you're young, you don't really want sorrow. But God can bring us through, and let's pray one for another. And I'm very encouraged by this conference. Thank you.